Smashville Live is live here in Bellevue at Brewhouse 100. Our second show of the season. An incredible crowd on hand of Preds fans tonight. My name is Max Herz, along with former Preds defenseman Jay Moore, and our two special guests, the perfect pair, the Preds goalies, Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros are here.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Two guys who are the best of friends, two 28-year-old Finnish goalies, and as Ryan Johansson said last year, and he's 100% right, the two best-looking goalies in the NHL are here. So thanks for being here, boys.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's always fun to talk goaltending on a micro level with the goalies. How would you guys sum up just kind of where you guys are at right now, how the season has started, and what your areas of focus have been just headed into the season in general? Go ahead, UC.
Yeah, obviously, result-wise, we probably want to get some more wins, but there's been a lot of good things that we've done, so it's just more about believing that over time the wins will come too, so it's probably like felt a little bit worse than it's actually been.
When I hear, you know, you've been off to a tough start, and what's the feeling like in the room right now where you guys, I heard Trotsky talking on the radio here a few minutes ago, and just let everybody in here who's here tonight on what's the feeling in the room? Like, you know, you're so close to winning. You've built a real good foundation, it seems, but these wins just keep slipping away. How are you guys focusing? And, you know, you had probably had a real good practice today and getting geared up for Chicago.
Yeah, 100%. I think even starting at training camp, we've been practicing really hard and adding that pace to our game, that element of speed. That kind of, it's a little different from the previous years. It's, it's the main focus point for us. And I think, like, what comes to the games and the locker room's great. I feel like everybody's, you know, we've meld in together and we have a good time. It's just the results that aren't currently there. But everybody has the belief in the system, belief in the coach and everything that we've been doing the past 4 or 5 weeks here. And I know for sure that if we're just going to keep doing our thing, the results will eventually be there as well.
And Kevin, like you said, new system, new head coach this year. You guys still have the same goalie coach that you've had for years in Ben Vanderklok. How do those changes with the team and the skaters affect the goalies?
Yeah, I think, you know, starting from a new coach, new GM, we added a couple new guys, and it's a different vibe, but I feel like we meld in really quickly, and all the older guys like O'Reilly's and Shen and even Nyquist and all these guys, they bring so much good leadership and they show by example, so it's easy to jump on board, and they've done a terrific job to bring us all together. And then, you know, what comes to the style of play, I think it's fun to watch. Like, when we're on top of our game, we're really fun to watch and a tough team to play against.
Smashville Live is underway with Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here at Brewhouse 100 here in the Bellevue neighborhood of Smashville. We mentioned that you guys, not much changes with who coaches you when the head coach changes. Ben Vanderklok is here. He has been the head coach the whole time you've been here, Kevin, and most of the time you've been here, UC. What is it like, I'll start with you, UC, growing under him as you became an NHLer, then became the starter, and now have continued to work with him for years?
Yeah, he's always been, since I got drafted here, and he's always been great throughout my career, and even though we've been together for so many years, we're still like every day trying to find new ways to get better, and always just looking around the league too, and not be settled what we've done, and just kind of always finding ways to get better.
What is practice like and film like for you guys? I mean, you're doing this by yourselves. It's the two of you and your goalie coach. What is that like?
I think goalies are pretty privileged that we have a one coach for two guys. And, you know, the players don't have that privilege, whereas there's, you know, 3-4 coaches and we got 25 guys pretty much. So, no, it's actually pretty detailed, and we watch a lot of video with the goalie coach. We go through every single save, every single situation after the game, and kind of share ideas and even watch other guys' clips. Like, I watched Juice's clips, he probably watches mine, and even around the league, like, there's always something to, you know, relate to and something to learn, so that's pretty cool.
What is something, I guess, well, from both of you, one thing that you're focused on at the moment, or just that you find interesting that you see on film from you guys or from your shooters or from other goalies?
Not one, like, typical thing. It usually goes kind of like in hand, like one game at a time, and then over a few games, if there's some patterns that happen in the games or some patterns that in your own game that you might be doing. So it kind of goes by that, and there's not like rarely there's like one thing, okay, now this year we're gonna do this. It's more like we always try to kind of stay on track what's happening, like how the game is evolving, and also like how your game is evolving with that. So it's more like that.
What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I think Juice has probably heard Benny say this 1,000 times, but speed, power, and quickness, and that's pretty evident in Juice's game, and that's what we've been adding to my game as well every single day ever since I signed here a year ago. So I think that's where the game is going these days. It's more skill, more speed, so you gotta, you know, just adapt and be on top of the game.
That kind of leads me into a question that goaltending has evolved more so than any other position, I think, in the past, well, decade or even longer. Back in my day, you guys probably too young to remember, but Artur Zerbe, do you remember the
yeah.
name?
He, oh, yeah.
He had the old Jofa helmet.
Yeah.
He was about 5'7". And, he was one of the best goaltenders in the league. But the style has changed so much with you guys. How has it, you know, from the equipment just changing, getting lighter, the new technologies, how's the styles changed, and just the goaltending position in general? What's your feedback or point of view on that?
Yeah, Juice, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it changed a lot for sure. Even like when we started as a kids, like what we did during the practice, and now watching kids like 10 years old, what they can do nowadays, like it's already been a huge change. So everything, like you said, gear-wise, and then just like how our bodies work, it's not always the most like best, yeah, like human like position. So it's like you have to be in a good shape and stuff like that. So it's come a long way.
Well, and the way that you guys train, because we didn't train nearly like you guys do every day. You're so focused and it's phenomenal. And that's probably the biggest thing, where you're just such good athletes nowadays. You know, you can move, your reflexes are so much better. And usually they used to put the fat kid in net, and that was him. He covered most of the net, so he was the goalie, right? So things have changed. Watching these two play is phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it's even fun to see where the game is growing and where the goalie game is evolving to. Like, I think it was 5 to 10 years ago when they shrunk the equipment. Like, the equipment can only be so big, whereas back in the day you could pretty much wear as big as equipment you wanted, and that kind of forced goalies to put emphasis on their skating ability, their mobility, you know, just reading the play and just being a better athlete. So you can just stand in there and wait the puck hit you. You actually got to make saves, and I love that part of the game, and that's what we keep working on every single day.
Preds goalies Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros are our guests. We'll dismiss you guys to sign some autographs, take some pictures here. Great crowd here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for the second Smashville live show of the season, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Max Herz and Jay Moore with Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Great crowd out here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue tonight for our second show of the year. My name is Max Herz, Jay Moore, former Preds defenseman alongside, joined by Preds goalies tonight. The Tendies are in the building, UC Saros and Kevin Lankinen, signing some autographs, taking some pictures. Smashville Live is presented by Black Abbey Brewing. We are drinking our Black Abbey beers tonight here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. You see, we just had someone bring up one of your catching gloves to sign.
Yeah.
How many of those do you have, and how many of those do other people have?
You see those every now and then. They do like the like sell those stuff after the season. So every now and then you. Yeah, I just saw this one woman had my skates, so I'm hopeful they're not too smelly.
But that was real. That was authentic. A
yeah.
game used glove.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So you guys, you get new gear every year, but you kind of keep the same model for the most part. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we go through like maybe 3, 4, 5 sets a year. Yeah, because you take so many shots in practice, they kind of wear down over time. So maybe every couple of months you go into new set. But if there is anything that comes up, you always want to stay on top of it. But usually everybody's got their own little preference that you stick with.
All right, we've got UC Saros and Kevin Lankinen here. You guys have known each other half your lives growing up in the same country, and it's been so fun seeing you guys get to play together the last two seasons. We'll start with you, Kevin. What do you remember about the first time you guys either met or played together or against each other, wherever that first encounter was between Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros in Finland?
Yeah, Juice must have been 14 years old. He didn't have the mustache at the time. So.
It's not much better even now than then.
No, I just remember him being this, you know, incredible athlete. I always watched this guy do the splits, and he would do whatever to stop the puck. We actually met in the junior national team camp, and yeah, I think we were roommates once too, and it's always fun. Like, I feel like goalies have this special bond because you understand the other guy better than most of the other guys, so we always connected well, and it's been really cool just to, you know, circle back and look back 15 years later, and all of a sudden we're playing in the NHL and we're teammates, and, you know, just hanging out outside of hockey as well, and our wives are great friends, and we're doing trips together, so that's awesome.
All right, UZ, does that story check out? What's your point of view?
Yeah, it was nice that he remembered. No, yeah, it was awesome. It's always like I remember he was always a great goalie, and we played together and against each other, and I feel like we always like pushed each other to get better too, and he's always really talented and technically really sound goalie even as a young age. So, and now, yeah, it's really cool to be in the same team together, and especially like last year, the first training camp, we had the goalie coach who was with us in the national team came here for the training camp too, so it was pretty cool. Like 13 years later, we're mm-hmm. like in the NHL team's training camp together, and then back then we were like in the national team back home in Finland.
That's awesome. So Kevin, you mentioned some trips you guys have gone together. Where have you guys gone together?
I can't tell where all the places, obviously.
Too many.
No, but yeah, we plan like we might get a bye week this year, like an all-star break and stuff. We try to mix in a trip here and there and connect with friends and go somewhere, you know, just to relax for a few days to recharge. And last year we did a great trip together, and I think Juice has some memories of that and something something on his skin maybe too. I'll let you tell more about it.
Oh, all right. What do we got, UC?
Yeah, it was a great week with these guys and Eli Tolman, and went to Tulum, and so then I had a little memory tattoo of that trip too on my leg, so I think it deserved some part of my skin.
That's awesome. A little tattoo in Tulum for UC Saros. All right, you guys both got married this summer. I'm going to ask you if it's okay to tell us about each other's weddings. Give us the whole breakdown. We'll start with you, UC. Tell us about the Lankinen wedding.
Yeah, that was a really awesome weekend as well, and we had a lot of fun. The setup was amazing, and I also ripped my pants the dance floor, so I think that tells everything.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's a good story. All right, Kevin, tell us about the Saros wedding.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was back in Helsinki, which is my hometown, and it was really cool. They chose the best location they could have chosen in Helsinki, and just the church and the wedding and just the people. Bex was there too, and Benny, the goalie coach, and we had so much fun. It was actually pretty cool to see Juice in his in his tuxedo doing the splits, and then Pex is right there following after, trying to keep up. But yeah, just great memories.
That is awesome. So you didn't rip your pants at your own wedding, UC, just at Kevin's?
Yeah, just his. I had a little stretch on my pants on my own wedding, so I was prepared.
But it wasn't the same pair of pants at
no,
both weddings?
No. Okay.
You're not going to rewear your wedding tux?
Yeah, and I got the pants fixed, so it's all good.
Okay, good, good. So Pekka was there at your wedding. Ben Vanderklok was there. Any other cool guests, hockey guests, people that Smashville fans would know who were at either of your weddings in Finland?
I had also Mikael Granlund and then Mika Salomäki from a few years ago and Eli Tolvanen, so sort of guys that played here as well.
That's awesome. Any for you, Kevin?
Yeah, Granny was there as well and a couple other guys that I know from Helsinki that are playing around the league. Korpisalo, like another goalie, he was one of my best men there, so just great memories, and it's actually fun. Like, me and Granny go way back too, and Tolby I get to know last year when I came here, and we just became so good friends that they're in your wedding and they're part of your big day, and you know, moving forward they'll always have that special connection.
Were either of you guys each other's best men? I don't know what the custom is in Finland.
Not this time, but you know, I guess, well, I wouldn't say this, but hopefully you only get married once. Maybe as things evolve, who knows?
Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros, our guests here at Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. I want to give fans a better idea of where you guys are from. And Kevin, like you said, you're from Helsinki, biggest city in Finland. UC, you're from Forssa, which is how far away from there?
Actually, that's the city where I was born, but my hometown is 1 hour from Helsinki. It's called Hämeenlinna.
Okay, so same as Jussi Parsonen.
No,
or
I think...
close to where he's from.
No, he's from Turku. I think they all just like list like the city of like where they're born. So I think that kind of confuses people sometimes. So, but yeah, he's from a different town as well.
So how would you explain it to folks in terms of your proximity to Helsinki and where Kevin is from?
It's a little bit, it's like a smaller city, like 70,000 people, so not that much going on, but it's like hockey is kind of like the biggest thing over there, but other than that, a little bit more quiet than Helsinki.
All right, Kevin, so what is Finnish culture like? I imagine very few of our fans have ever been there. I've never been there. I've never been to Europe, anywhere in Europe. So what is Finland like, and what makes it, in your opinion, the best hockey country in Europe?
Well, a couple things, like Finnish go crazy about saunas. That's where sauna was invented in Finland, so that's the big part. But in general, it's super rural. We only have 5 million people in the whole country, so it's not a big country where the people are pretty rural as well. Like Helsinki is the biggest city, but we only have 500,000 people, so it's actually smaller than Nashville. So that puts it into perspective. But yeah, nature is beautiful. You got the purest air in the world. You can drink the water from the lakes. We're super lucky with that. A lot of forests, a lot of aurora borealis in the winter, tons of snow. So that's pretty much all of it.
That is awesome. I think you just sold everybody here. Finnish tourism board.
Well, a little bit like Winnipeg. Yeah. Right?
Like where Jay Moore calls out.
Yes.
Basically. You guys both grew up watching Pekka Rinne, one of the best Finnish NHLers of all time and the greatest predator of all time. What was it like for you? You see, you got to play with him for so long, and Kevin, you got to be around him so much. Now he's coaching in the organization. What is it like for both of you? We'll start with you, UC, since you have more deeper history with Pekka. What is it like to go from idolizing him to being a colleague of his and being with him in the game?
Yeah, obviously very special. I remember first time meeting him, my hands were shaking a lot, obviously. But then, yeah, over the time, you got become friends and get to play with him and just learn from him. So obviously a very special thing, and I was in a very lucky position.
What about you, Kevin, getting to know him more now in an alumni and a coaching capacity where he can, I mean, it's his job to help you. How cool is that?
It's super cool. Like, he was one of the guys I watched growing up, and just putting, you know, Nashville on the map for Finnish people as well. So just meeting him last year at training camp, and you know, he was there, and you're all ears, obviously. When Pex is talking, you want to listen, right? So it's just cool, and just seeing the kind of mark and the stamp that he's left in the organization, in the city. Like, people talk about how great of a goalie he was, but more importantly, what kind of a person he is, and how he treated everyone. So I think that was just something to look up to, and yeah, he was a great role model.
I was sad that you guys didn't get to personally attend the statue unveiling because you kind of had a game in a couple of hours, so you had a good excuse. But do you guys have pictures with the statue or anything like that from the day it went up?
I wasn't there.
Yeah, not from that day.
Yeah.
But have you gotten any or gotten a chance to really look at it outside?
Yeah,
totally.
We took a look afterwards, yeah.
Good. I just thought it was so funny what Pekka said. He said, everyone on Broadway for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I'll be watching you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's so great that we have that. Great to have you guys here tonight. UC Saros and Kevin Lankin and Preds goalies, our guests here on Smashville Live, brought to you by Black Abbey Brewing. Boys, go sign some autographs. We got plenty of fans waiting. Great crowd here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue tonight. Our next show is 2 weeks from now. We've still got another half hour tonight, but 2 weeks from now, Wednesday, November 29th, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs with two more Preds players. So if you're not here tonight, look forward to seeing you a couple weeks from now. The full schedule is on NashvillePredators.com/SmashvilleLive. We'll take a break, come back with more with the attendees. Kevin Lankinen and UC Saros here, Max Herz and Jay Moore as well, here presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We are at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue with a full house of Preds fans. For the Predators goalies tonight, UC Saros and Kevin Lankinen are with us. My name's Max Herz from Preds Radio, along with original Preds defenseman Jay Moore, as the goalies sign their last set of autographs here in our second segment. Jay, these guys are as good as it gets. Who were some of the favorite goalies that you played with here and elsewhere?
Mike Richter was a teammate of mine. I'm thinking back to names that these two might remember. Jarmo Milas, a Finnish goaltender.
That's a good one.
Way before your time, though. You guys are way younger than...
Yeah, but yeah, he's a big legend in Finland.
He's a Finnish goaltender. Yeah. Another Finnish goaltender, Kari Taco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember he was with the Minnesota North Stars when I just got called up for a few games and played with him. But when he got traded from Minnesota to Edmonton, he was traded for a guy by the name of Bruce Bell. And it was known after that as the Taco Bell trade. And that's what I remember him as because of that trade, the Taco Bell trade.
Oh, my God. Poor guy had probably never been to Taco Bell if he's from Finland. Is there a Taco Bell in Finland? You've seen, Kevin?
Yeah, they opened first one like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know how it's doing. I think there's only that one.
I think there's only one, yeah.
You guys haven't been.
I have to check it out.
Yeah, I still haven't been there.
Yeah.
But I tried Taco Bell first time here like a couple of years ago because I was like, I got to try it at least once.
It's only good at certain times of the night.
Yeah, it's a good point.
UC Saros and Kevin Lankinen are our guests. And UC, you've been a hot topic of the hockey world for your acting in an incredible TV commercial with Ryan O'Reilly. Was that fun to make? No goals?
Yeah, I mean, I had a pretty easy role. Ryan actually had to remember some lines, but for me, I was just be as emotionless and say two words. So it was easy for me.
Your facial expression did not change the whole time. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Kevin, do you have a grade for him?
100%. Like, we had a few good laughs with the guys in the room when the commercial shows up. So it's impressive.
It's great acting. How did you get roped into that with Ryan O'Reilly?
They just like reached out through the NHL Players Association during the summer that we have this thing. Would you be willing to do it? And they sent over the lines, and I was like, yeah, that seems easy enough. I can do that. So yeah, that's kind of how it went. And I think they did a good job scripting that.
We did spot a fan with your jersey, but instead of Saros, it says no goals. We saw him at Bridgestone Arena last night. I saw some pictures, and I saw him on the 200 level. So you've sparked a revolution. I mean, that's good advertising by Mass Mutual.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did a good job. Whoever made that up, I think he probably earns a bonus for that.
Yeah, well, he could help you with your retirement goals, too. So UC Saros and Kevin Lankin are our guests here. UC, we know you're so passionate about helping animals and all the work you and your wife have done with Wags and Walks here in Nashville. And folks all around the country are fans of you because of this dog adoption that you've helped out with. What is unique about Wags and Walks and where it exists just here and in Los Angeles, and that's it? Is that right?
Yeah, at least those 2 points. I'm not like 100% sure if there's other spots, but yeah, it was kind of natural to hop in that. Victor Arvidsson used to do that when he was here, but then when he got traded, they kind of asked, like, would you be willing to take that role in? And for me, that felt like the perfect thing to be part of. And yeah, it's been great. And they just opened the new facility here this summer, and it was cool to be there in the summer and see when it opens. So yeah, I think it's awesome.
You guys made a big donation to them to make that happen, right? So what was it like seeing that become a reality?
Yeah, it's cool to kind of know that you've done a little bit of that part too to help out there, and so it's that's cool. And obviously getting one dog rescued through them too, it meant a lot for us too.
That's awesome. And Kevin, we have actually a fan hero as one of your sticks. Chance is in the house. Where's Chance at? Chance is right there in the building with your stick. You made a trade for him for your stick last year. He gave you a book, is that right?
That's right.
Tell us about your love of reading.
Yeah, it's a big hobby of mine. Kind of been doing it probably even more the last 10 years. Kind of puts my mind in a little bit of different place, just helps me relax. I kind of read stuff, you know, spiritual stuff to, you know, audiograph, whatever, like biograph and stuff. So it's cool that you picked it up. And yeah, this one night, buddy comes out behind the glass and he's like, hey, you want to trade your stick to this book? And I was like, hell yeah. There we went.
That's awesome. Do you read in English and Finnish?
Yeah, both.
So did that, I mean, you guys learned English from a pretty young age, I'd assume, but did that help you kind of grasp English as you moved here in your 20s?
I think so, yeah. And it's just good to, you know, widen your vocabulary a little bit and put your, like I said, you want to challenge your mind in different ways, and hockey is one part, and then there is reading and all kinds of other stuff that you can do to learn and get better at. So I think it's just a good balance to have something outside of hockey as well.
There's also an Instagram account. You haven't been running it recently, but I'm going to mispronounce it, but Lankisen Lupiri, is that close?
Yeah.
Lankinen's Reading Circle is the translation, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We started that 2019, actually, and it became a really big thing back home in Finland. We had over 30,000 members in the Reading Circle, and I kind of shared my ideas, what I'm reading at the moment, and there was just free-flowing conversation, and we took part in some cool stuff, some cool events that kind of raised money for underprivileged children back home in Finland to make them able to start playing hockey and, you know, try out some gear. So it's been a pretty cool project, but the last couple of years we kind of put it down since the distance been pretty long, but that was definitely something that I'm really proud of.
What's it like, guys, playing in a smaller market like Nashville? I hear about all these things that the guys are involved in. I don't think that's, you're able to do that. Some of the bigger marketplaces, like, you know, if you're in New York or some of the bigger cities. When I signed here as a free agent with the Predators, it was very attractive to come to a smaller market and to be part of the community. Is that still, even though, you know, our city has evolved and it's growing, but to be able to do the things that you guys are doing in the community, I mean, that's incredible, and I don't think it would happen if you were in a bigger market. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I was in Chicago for 4 years, and it's obviously a huge city and a great city to live in, but it's a totally different lifestyle and a totally different community. Like you said, I feel like here the Preds are actually a family. The Preds family, it's a lot. People talk about that a lot, and even just being in the community and seeing the fans, and you see familiar faces here and there. So that's just cool to be part of.
We're playing the Blackhawks Saturday. You've never faced them. I know we don't want to take juice out if we don't have to, but you want to play against them at some point this year, right, Kevin?
100%.
I wanted you to get a start last year. Well, it'll happen this year. I'm confident in that.
Yeah, I mean, I still think we got to beat him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No matter who's in goal, we got to get him. And It's funny going to Canada, some of the games where you've started on the road. You're a little notorious there, Kevin, for beating them in the finals of the World Championship in 2019 when you guys won it all for Finland. That was the tournament that really put you on the hockey map here in North America. What sticks with you most from that incredible run that solidified you at that point? You played 1 year in the AHL. What sticks with you as you solidified yourself as an NHL goalie doing that?
Yeah, that was a big turning point in my career because I hadn't played a single NHL game. And you go and represent your country and all of a sudden you play Sweden, you play Russia, you play Canada, and you face Ovechkin, and you face, you know, Nylanders and Forsbergs and all these guys. And just being able to shut them down and kind of win game after game and go the distance and bring home the gold medal was just huge. And the World Championships is probably the biggest sports events in Finland. Like, everybody's tuning in, out of 5 million people, 3.5 million people are watching. So we had a pretty good time after we won the whole thing. So we had a couple good parties. That was a lot of fun.
And you were in the NHL that year. You guys played in the first round of the playoffs, but for the most part, you guys were done while they were playing. Were you watching that and rooting in the summer?
Yeah, I was watching, and like Kevin said, it's a huge thing in Finland. It's kind of like the Finnish culture thing. I don't know why, but that's always been that way. Like, the tournament, even like, it's pretty much bigger than Olympics and stuff like that in a sense. So yeah, I feel like everybody's always following that tournament in Finland.
And in the semis, you guys beat Russia 1-0, and Canada in the finals, sorry Jay, beat Canada in the finals 3-1. This Russia game, this 1-0 win, it seems nuts. Were you guys on defense the entire game going against Gino, Ovi, Kucherov, and all them?
Yeah, pretty much. And I remember, I think they played power play the last 2 minutes of the game, and they had like Malkin and Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and all these guys. And you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But then at the end of the day, you're able to shut him down and you know, go through to the finals. That was so cool and kind of brought me so much confidence too, that hey, I can actually compete on this level and play really well. And then the following year, you know, I made the NHL, so that was a huge turning point.
It's an awesome moment. Do you remember that, Jay, or were you blocking it out because you guys lost?
No, once Canada's eliminated, it's shut the TV off and you don't watch anymore.
Kevin Lankinen, the Finnish hero.
Yeah, I will jump in though, and just what do you guys, you talk about confidence building and just getting a chance to play against some of the top players. For you, it was in the World Championships, and I played a little bit of time in the minors myself. What is it like, you know, or what does it mean to get that confidence when you're playing, whether it's Milwaukee or we're in, you know, in the AHL, say, to your NHL career? Like, it's a stepping stone. We've got a lot of players that fans are following that are in Milwaukee this year that are young, you know, prospects. But what does it mean to get to develop, to get that confidence? You know, how long, you know, obviously everybody wants to play in the NHL tomorrow. You think that you're this close, right? You're right there, but it's that evolution, right, to become a professional and play in the best league in the world. What has that meant to you guys to be able to spend time in maybe the American Hockey League?
Yeah, I think that's been always, it was a great step, and I think that's what Nashville as an organization has always done well, having a plan for younger players and having such a great organization as the Admirals in Milwaukee. And I feel like every year there's always a good team there, and it's a good place for the young guys to grow up and take that next step before coming to the NHL. So for me, I have a lot of good memories from there, and I think that really, really like prepared me well before heading to the NHL.
Good stuff, guys. Go sign some more autographs, all right?
All right.
UC Saros and Kevin Lankinen, and Preds goalies, our guests. More of the crowd coming up. My boy Chance is bringing his Kevin Lankinen and Game Use stick up there, first in line, or second in line, wherever he is, he's getting that stick signed. Smashville Live is presented by Black Abbey Brewing Company. We're at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Max Herz, Jay Moore, UC Saros, and Kevin Lankinen. Fan questions coming up next here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, your radio home for the Predators. Max Herz and Jay Moore here with Preds goalies Jussi Saros and Kevin Lankinen here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Awesome crowd tonight as the boys sign some autographs and take some pictures. Our next show is 2 weeks from now, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 29th at 6 o'clock at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. These shows will alternate this year, every other Cool Springs and Bellevue back and forth as the season goes on. Go to NashvillePredators.com/SmashvilleLive to see the full schedule of locations and Smashville Live nights. All right, we're ready for some fan questions, boys?
Let's do it.
Gina, do we have some fan questions?
I have one. All right. I'm on. Am I on? Can you hear me? Okay. I have one over here. He's a regular. He comes to every Smashville Live. I know you guys have seen him. He's probably, sorry, Smashville, he might be a number one fan. Just saying.
Jussi, during your commercial, I have one question for you. Was it just you and O'Reilly in the room by yourself, or was there another player in there? We can't decide. If you watch commercial, there's a third guy in there, but we can't figure out who it is.
Yeah, that was just a random guy. So, yeah, they just put some bread gear on him, but yeah.
All right, so TV magic. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I was wondering the same thing, so that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why couldn't they get me to do that?
You should have.
Do
been
I
there.
Not look like an NHL player?
We could gear you up. I'm sure you would.
Just put 10 sets of shoulder pads on me. All right, Gina is in the way back with our second question.
I got Brian and Megan, and they're from Nashville.
Yeah, hey, guys. We wanted to understand, what makes Finnish hockey goalies so good?
That's another great question. It's kind of cool to see so many Finnish goalies in the NHL, and I think it's just part of the mindset. Like, being goalie is sometimes a little, you know, lonely, I guess, but I guess we grew up lonely and rural, so I think it's fitting for us.
It's a good answer right there. We got to get you on the Finnish tourism board, Kevin. You've sold us twice over tonight. It's been good. All right, Gina is roaming. Question number three.
I have a really cute question. This is from Jonah, and he's from Colombia.
Would you guys mind to, would you guys come to our hockey?
Will you come to their hockey practice tonight?
Oh, tonight? You gotta ask my wife. I think she's cooking, so I think the dinner's served, so I can't really miss that. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, we gotta do a rain check. Sorry.
I like the boldness, though.
Yeah.
Good job, Jonah.
Yeah. Straight up.
All right, Gina, back to you.
We got Brandon from Franklin, Tennessee, another number one fan. He's a regular, too. He comes to every Smashville Live. You guys are awesome.
So, what is it like getting to work with the GOAT, Pekka?
Yeah, it's obviously awesome, and it's awesome that he stayed with the organization, so we still see him around, and he still shares his wisdom. So it's I think we're really lucky to have him still with the team. Yeah, exactly.
All right, great questions, everybody. Any more, Gina? That's all we got. Anybody else have fan questions before we're done? We got one more right here in the front. The question is, would we be welcome if we came to Finland? I think that's an easy yes, right?
Everybody's welcome, so I'll see you there.
Everybody's welcome in Finland. Yeah, we gotta play there. Roman got his homecoming. When do you guys get your homecoming? Their game's in Sweden this weekend. Yeah. When's Finland gonna get the love it deserves?
I know. Well, they had those couple games last year, but just
but not with us.
Yeah,
so
we gotta get Preds there.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Can I ask you guys about Yaroslav Askarov? You have very unique perspectives on him, I'm sure. He's Preds' number one prospect goalie. He's learned a lot of English. I was so impressed hearing him speak English. He's got a fun reputation, both on the ice and off. What is it like seeing him as much as you guys do in the summers and in camps and watching him continue to develop into a pro goalie? We'll go, Kevin, you first.
Yeah, like you said, it's really impressive what he's done in just like a few months over the summer, like learning English, and he's kind of more able to express himself. And I think a lot of us have seen how he expresses himself on the ice. And that's just fun, you know, bringing the personality. I think it just brings a little bit of, you know,
a taste to the game. And I think these days, you know, guys are allowed to be themselves more than maybe before. So I think it's really, really cool to see a young guy being able to just embrace the moment and being himself.
What about you, Yussi?
Yeah, yeah. Like Kevin said, obviously a really entertaining guy, and but also a really like a super talented and very good goalie. Even like remember first time seeing him a couple of years ago, I was right away really impressed how he's about his skill set as a at that young age. So yeah. Yeah, really great goalie and for sure entertaining to watch.
Yeah, very, very fun to watch. We got one more fan question, Gina.
Yes, I missed her. I'm so sorry. This is Liz from Nashville.
All right. What advice do you guys have for people, whether it's beer league or adults or kids just starting to play hockey? What advice do you have for people who are playing goalie or wanting to play goalie?
Yeah, I guess just mostly try to have as much fun as you can, and a lot of patience. That goes a long way too. It's not always easy, especially when you start. But as long as you have the passion for it, it'll be fun.
Yeah, and keep your eye on the puck. That helps a lot.
is good advice right there.
I was gonna say buy a set of golf clubs for him instead of goalie equipment.
Yeah, were you ever a goalie, Jay?
I was the fat kid they put in net.
You were the Canadian stereotype.
Yeah, you just stood there and it was so cold in the wintertime we would play road hockey. And, you know, you would have like a snowmobile suit on and like big mitts and a big hat. And you just kind of like run around and stand there. And I was the guy they put in net all the time.
You were the literal snowman.
Well, yeah.
Well, we want to get some games in Finland. We also want to get a Preds outdoor game on Jay Moore's farm in Deloraine, Manitoba, Canada.
Outdoor, we've got a big lake there we can skate on. It might be really cold, but it's always fun on the lake.
Just add it to the list. Yussi Saros and Kevin Lankinen have been our guests tonight. Guys, thank you so much for doing this. Great job. Great having you here.
Thank you. It's so much fun. Thanks for having us.
We will see you in net the rest of the season, starting Saturday. Two more days of practice before then. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock against the Chicago Blackhawks. Kevin Lankinen revenge game. Maybe it's coming sometime soon.
It's coming.
Who knows? We play them 4 times this year, so it should be fun. Thanks to everybody who came out. What a great crowd tonight. Let's clap it up for you guys here at Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue. Our next Smashville Live show is 2 weeks from right now on Wednesday, November 29th at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs with two more Predators players. Thank you again, Kevin and Yussi, for coming on with us. Thanks to everybody who came out. For Jay Moore, I'm Max Herz. Thanks to everybody who listened. Penalty Box Radio is coming up next. This has been Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Thank you to them for their support and their beers tonight as well. Signing off, Max Herz for Smashville Live on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.